Calibrate, and welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
My name's Colleen. I'm sorry, I'm eating a pretzel. I'll finish it by the time we start.
And if you vote me out, I will kill you. I will kill you and your family. I will kill anyone you know. Don't vote me out. I will make it my mission to kill every single person in the world if you vote me out. Don't vote me out.
But really, did the stress finally get to him there?
Oh, but really, I feel so bad for him. He had it together so much until the very end, and he just...
I've been working on my second chances because I want to be more relaxed in life. But yeah. I'm picking on him. He just kind of... The pressure got to him. He was worried about getting voted out, and he just said the wrong thing. I think people overreacted, but, you know.
I mean, I don't know how much of that really killed his chances to win. I just think Jeremy had that one on lock almost. Like,
yeah, it's he should have voted Jeremy out a long time ago.
Yeah, and our friends over at Rob Has a Podcast, Rob and Josh Wiggler, they did a great job kind of asking him when they talked to him after it. And, you know, he's definitely aware of where he fell short and even talked about it in the finale party or after live show reunion. But I kind of feel bad for Spencer. I feel like he's kind of like depressed and done with the game.
Well, when he wasn't watching it, yeah. I mean, that's just to the point where... But he was saying, though, he wasn't so much depressed. He said, you know, there's other things in my life.
Yeah, and I
have a girlfriend now, guys. I love her. I don't know if you've heard, but it's been at least 4 times that I've said it publicly.
But I feel bad, you know. I don't know. I just... There's this guy that just absolutely was nerding out and geeky over the game, and it's just kind of... That's been taken from him a little bit.
All right, he still has 75 grand, and you don't. So but don't feel too bad for him.
I think that was 100 grand.
Well, no, they tied for second, so they split 100 grand.
But what is it after taxes?
Splits
he's
or
young.
Whatever it is, so they
probably
get 75.
He has no tax deductions. He's probably getting like a dollar.
We need Jeff Kent to tell us.
Yeah. But you know, it's like he wanted redemption. I think why he stopped watching it is because he realized watching it, he made a mistake in not getting rid of Jeremy. He could probably see that, they could probably tell by the edit. They're out there. They know. And you can probably see how people responding to, you know, how they respond to, they were showing respect toward. And then once Jeremy gave his final speech where he broke down and, you know,
dropped
the baby bomb and was like, bam,
I said, okay, do we even have to, I would have said, I have Spencer and Tasha, okay, let's forget the vote.
Yeah, it would almost be like the final six vote. We're just like, we don't have to go write votes, it's just, are we unanimous on this? Okay, yeah. All right, let's go.
All right, let's get started on this, and then we could talk. We'll speed through the recap a little bit, and we'll do a lot more discussion than
recapping. Well, let's thank people that make this show possible over at patreon.com/JayandJack, patreon.com/JayandJack. Our show, the reason why it's free and available to everybody is because of you, the listener, supporting our shows. And you can contribute whatever amounts you feel comfortable with, from $1 to $500. And we are very appreciative to everybody that does contribute. I think we're well over 100. We lost a couple in the last shuffle here, but I think we are at 107 patrons.
That's why we didn't do the live viewing party for the finale. I feel like a whole bunch of people dropped out, so they didn't have to watch me watch the finale.
So it's your fault. It's your fault. We dropped to $628 a month. So it is fluid. So thank you for everybody that has contributed. And we want to try and get to that live Married Man show. And for our Survivor fans, Jack's Wild Ride at $2,000 a month will release that infamous Survivor Edition tape.
I think we should change it up. I think Joe drove a Zamboni naked. And we should show Joe's naked Zamboni ride.
I think you can make a lot more money than just pandering it to giving it to us.
No, but I think he's such a cool guy. I think he'd say, yeah, go ahead, have it. Go take the money.
But let's get into the thick of it here. And the six, final six in the finale episode,
well,
which is crazy.
Well, now we see why they had the final six, because if they had like done that last time, then they would have had the most boring final five finale ever.
It wasn't that. I mean, after that, the final six vote, which was, you know,
but the
we
first
could say,
hour was way more exciting than the second hour.
Yeah, I mean, it was...
Well, because you had that cool tribal, but...
Yeah, let's get into it, Colleen. What do we got here?
All right, so what is it? Steal, cheat, and lie? Lie, cheat, and steal?
I'm
the worst. Which, by the way, I thought that was funny that they gave that random Keith quote the episode title. I'm sorry, Jay is fixing my mic. I was adjusting in my chair. Stop it. You're ruining my flow. Anyway, before we get into this episode, though, we do need to comment on the elephant in the room, and that would be Probst's hair.
Yeah, yes. What was going on? Is that hair gel?
I said, did he get in a wind tunnel or something?
Well, I thought originally, like, he wore Savage's beanie, like, he tried it on backstage without hair gel, and it, like, got all static cling. Then I thought maybe he was copying Jay.
Yeah, we all said it looked like Jay's hair.
My hair looks a lot better, because I was just like, what the heck is going on? It was like a blowout, and it just
but
was
he, you notice he was more energetic? He's more...
I also thought that, too. I was like, did he take something?
Because, well, Cindy said, she goes, you know what? He goes, that's what killed his talk show. He was just too...
I never watched his talk show, so I have no idea.
We used to watch it all the time, but he had no energy. He just was kind of, yeah, hey, I'm Jeff. You know.
You might know me. I'm host of Survivor.
But then he had Yvette Brown, you know, she came on a lot, and she was, like, co-hosting towards maybe trying to save it to give it some spark, but, like, he was, like, full of, you know, I've had some Red Bulls or something, but he was just more energetic than he normally is for these things.
Yeah. Again, maybe it's kind of reminds me of in Airplane when Bridges says, I picked a bad day to stop sniffing glue, yeah. And then he comes up and his hair's all stuck up, and it's like...
Whoa!
But anyways, let's get into the episode
here.
Yeah,
let's get into the episode. So... the opening credits. What?
In front of your mic. Come on.
I am in front
You're
of my mic.
Me.
What
you
are you talking
outside of
about?
It. Get in there.
So
Cass and Tasha, stop.
So the opening. It's because we're recording at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We're just. We haven't had enough beer to like each other yet. I'm just kidding. I am just kidding. So we go to night 35, and Keith is upset that they got rid of Abby because he'd like to be sitting with her at the end instead of the big three of Spencer, Tasha, Jeremy.
What are you doing there? I'm not going, Keith, stop talking. I don't think at this point it mattered anyway, but it's like, Keith.
Well, I know it. The
he's
writing
just too,
was on
he's
the
too
wall.
Honest. That's his problem.
The best part about this, though, and I'm going to call Jeremy, Tasha, Spencer the big three throughout the episode because it's just easier than saying all their names. The best part about this is, you know, he's like, well, I didn't want to take any of you guys to the end. I wanted to go with her. And Spencer's like, yep, that just proved my point.
Well, and that's just it. I know Spencer feels bad that maybe he made a mistake, but really, how else was he going to get to the final three? The only chance he had was to win the challenge at Final Four, which he had a pretty darn good shot at doing. But no matter what, Keith, Wentworth, and Abby weren't going to take Spencer to Final Three. So how else was he going to get there?
But he has a better chance of beating them. Well, I guess not, because Jeremy hadn't won anything.
And...
Abby Maria,
but again,
Wentworth wouldn't
take Spencer. She'd take Abby and Keith.
Yeah. No, she'd probably take Abby and Kimmy.
If she had that kind of control. But so he wasn't going to get to the final three. So I think no matter what, I don't know if he could have won this game, and I don't know if he could have.
Well, he had to get rid of Jeremy earlier.
He had to get rid of Jeremy, exactly.
Well, you'd have to get rid of Jeremy and Wentworth and then take...
And Joe.
Like, that's, I don't know how, if you could have done it, though.
He might have been able to make a case against Joe, though, to win.
No.
He had to get Jeremy out.
Not a chance.
But Joe was more, you even had the edit, you know, that scene with, you know, Joe language where he's talking about him being a dumb jock, even though, you know, he's clearly not, and just the perception that some of the players must have had about Joe, that I think that he legitimately could have made a better case against Joe, especially if he had still won some more immunities, because if he had won the immunities that he won and still taken Joe to the end, then he neutralized Joe, because the main threat that would have been Joe would have been the immunities. But I bet you
Joe would have won a lot more of those challenges. Taking Joe out allowed Keith and Wentworth and
absolutely. I'm just making
Spencer
the case
win.
That I think that he could have beat Joe over beating Jeremy.
What if it was down to four? And Joe is part of the four. Take Wentworth out as Joe. Would he have said, Joe, if you don't take me, I'm gonna shave your head. I'm gonna shave your head and your hair. I'm gonna shave it all. It'll never grow back.
I don't know. I think that his Jeremy's crucial mistake was
Jeremy's
never,
or Spencer's.
I'm sorry, Spencer's crucial mistake. Obviously, Jeremy didn't make a crucial mistake. He made mistakes, but none of them cost him the game. But I think that the mistake that Spencer made was never taking the shot at Jeremy. He identified right. Steven as a threat. He identified Joe as a threat. He never identified Jeremy as a threat, but he never identified him as his biggest threat, which just goes to show Jeremy's game. Because don't forget, even we saw during the reunion part last night, Steven was even talking about how Joe was, you know, his JT, and Jeremy interjected and was like, yeah, but then that would have been me. So nobody saw, even, you know, the people even closest to Jeremy, nobody saw the, except Sierra, who said if you go to the end with Jeremy, you don't win. Nobody saw Jeremy's game coming.
Keith said it too. He said, you're going to, I mean, people would say it, but then it would just kind of fall into the wind and nobody would like really.
Because you had Tasha and Spencer were so tight with him.
Right, well, that's what made. And
but remember
did,
too,
though.
Without that, if he doesn't have an idol, he doesn't win.
Right, again, there's the crucial moments where Jeremy had to win, he won.
Right, right? And that makes
the must win. He won it, and that's where, because if he doesn't play the immunity idol, he's out. If he doesn't win that final four, he's out.
Right. Well, this makes this makes it the second season in a row where an immunity idol has actually saved the person that went on to win the game.
Was it Natalie?
No, Natalie played her idol for Jacqueline to get Baylor out, remember?
That's right. That's
last
right.
season, Mike played it for himself, and that's what saved him before his immunity run. The season's past. Tony never had to play the idol. He played it for LJ, and LJ played it for him, and then they had that.
Yep.
The season before that was Blood versus Water 1. Tyson played it for Jervis because he wanted to burn his idol. What was before before Blood versus Water 1? Was that Karamoan? Karamoan, I don't think that...
It was Caramel.
I don't think... Yeah, Cochran didn't play an idol. That was the Malcolm... etc. thing. The season before that was Philippines. I don't remember Denise playing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
also, right.
I think that there were other idols played. So I think that this is the first time in a while where now we've got, you know, two seasons in a row, which is, you know, worth noting for Survivor trivia.
Now, do you think people watch the strategy of how these idols were played? You think people from now on, anybody watching this show would say, don't tell anybody you have an idol.
Absolutely.
This is like almost a
I've never understood why people do that. Oh, I can show
because
my trust.
Back in the day, it was to do that, to show the trust. But now when you've got in a season that's so clearly everybody out for themselves, where it doesn't matter. You can tell somebody you've got the idol, but we have this whole, you know, voting block thing that they said over and over and over again, where it's not about alliances. It's about who you're going to vote with that week. And just because you might happen to, you know, consider your voting block also an alliance doesn't matter, because at the end of the day, everybody was out for themselves. And all the contestants said that in their exit interviews, that this was an individual game, the most individual game probably in a while, where people, they cared more about pleasing the fans than...
Well, it's part pleasing fans, but I also think, like, all of them were fans themselves and none of them trusted each other. Like, when you kind of were listening to exit interviews, like, nobody trusted anybody. Like, there was a certain amount of trust where you kind of go along with people, but at the end of the day, there was no real trust.
Right, except for Jeremy, who trusted, you know, Kimmy, who betrayed him, and Spencer, who betrayed him and Steven.
But even then, I don't think he truly trusts people. I think what Jeremy did well, and we talked about it kind of throughout the season and talking about this on the podcast, is he did a really good job of going with the flow. Like, he never tried to dictate a vote. Every single time it was like, okay, what do you guys want to do?
Right,
what
and
are
that's
we doing?
What I'm saying. That's why you have to give credit to
his social
game
was fantastic.
Nobody saw him coming, except they did, but they always thought, oh, I'll
but
get
But you want
to
know why?
But
I think it's because he let other people make the decision.
Absolutely.
And where he would need to influence, he would influence, but he never made it to where he had to make the call. But yeah, sorry, we're getting into more details here, but keep going. Sorry.
Yeah, because I'm sure we'll get back to that. So Kimmy wants to team up with Wentworth to make a move to go to Final Three with her and Keith. We go over to the immunity challenge.
I just say before, like, Kimmy, like, I give her mad props. She's, you know, she knew where she was and she had to make her play.
But can I say where she screwed up?
She didn't do it earlier.
Or she didn't go for Tasha.
Hey, Keith, you want to get water? Want to talk, get some
she
water?
She telegraphed it. That's true.
Wentworth. I got to talk to Wentworth. She just was like so obvious. You have Spencer, who's so paranoid. You've been around him for all this time. Every time someone goes to do something, it was bad. Her delivery was just terrible.
Well, it's funny because I was watching her Ponderosa video because I thought that too. And then I was watching her Ponderosa video. And when she was sitting down talking to the rest of them, she mentioned how everybody else could say, can go off and get water with whoever they wanted to, and nobody threw suspicion back at camp, but she goes off and does that, and all of a sudden everybody's suspicious of her. That seemed to be a sore point for her.
Well, how often did she go get water?
Well, I guess according to canon, only the one time.
Yeah, I'm just saying, was it something she normally did, or is it something but she was just too obvious. Keith, do you want to go get some water? Keith, you want to get some water?
Right.
It's just like you
she could have been way more subtle about it. Absolutely.
I mean, I realize it's tough with Keith because Keith, you know, he just kind of,
That's Keith now.
As you noticed last night, you need to be obvious to get Keith's attention. Subtlety doesn't work.
No, I thought she handled it poorly.
Right.
Well, it would have been a great plan. It would have worked, but she didn't know Jeremy had an idol, which was great on Jeremy's part, not telling anybody he had an idol.
Well, that
and I think that that's going to be the new way that people play the game.
I've always said that if I had an idol, I would never tell anybody.
Because I think like up until this point, even Mike last season said that. Remember when Malcolm and Three Amigos played the idol and they announced they were going to vote for Philip, and the Monday morning quarterbacks all said, "Hey." They shouldn't have said that. They should have created the doubt. They knew that they were going to idle out Philip. They were going to do that. That they should have created the doubt amongst everybody else. And I think Mike did that last season where he said, I'm going to put this vote on, you know, somebody else. And I think in the in his interview with Malcolm, maybe, because Malcolm does those interviews on the red carpet for CVS now, the ones that Parvati used to do, I think. Or maybe I'm wrong about that, but he does the interviews on the red carpet. So I think he even told Malcolm, like, I got that from you where, you know, you said that and then it didn't kind of work out. So I wanted to create the doubt. It worked out for Mike last season where Tyler threw that random vote onto Dan. And that's kind of what started Dan on his, you know, not that he needed much pushing to be a head case, but that started him on his, like, you know, little tirade that eventually blew up in his face. So I think that players do watch, you know, previous seasons. You're smart if you do that, if you want to win. So I think that absolutely can.
That wasn't me.
Yeah,
it was me. Sorry.
Did you just get a phone call?
I got a phone call from a person I'm going to see Star Wars with. So keep going.
Okay. Anyways, so what did you think, though, about this immunity challenge? Spencer won immunity again. But they had this cool slide puzzle and everybody looks super tired and they kind of reminded me of me. So I've been trying to be less mom bod and do this 21 day fix extreme thing. And I thought that I used to be in shape and I guess I'm not because I get really super tired and you have to do like these reps for a minute. And I'm like by 30 seconds, I'm like, oh my God, I can't do this anymore. And they all look like me. So,
well, it was a tough challenge. I mean, it was tough. It's hot out there. They're not eating. They're not sleeping.
Isn't that the kind of challenge that they usually do at Final Four?
Yeah, I said to Cindy, I go, if I ever went on this, I'd have to spend a month practicing slide puzzles. Because I'm terrible at them. Puzzles I'm good at, but the slide puzzles, I'm like, I get frustrated. I'd be throwing the pieces all over the place because I can't do them.
Well, again, I think you would be, I really think watching Keith nail would be a good representation of how you would play the game, even in puzzles. Like, you know, great at, you know, if it has to throw at something or balance something.
Why, you have
something.
Ball savviness, Jack?
Yes, I do have ball savviness. I guess I got the balance of the ball.
but when it would come to a puzzle and stuff, maybe not as strong.
The slide puzzle. The other puzzles I think I'm all right with.
But you think so?
Yeah, but the slide puzzles, I know I can't do them.
So basically, we just have to get you a lot of those like 99-cent store little slide puzzles that you always get like as a toy.
When I used to have that as a kid. I just give up and I would take them all out and then put like the numbers. Was it like 1 through 19 or whatever? And I just take all the numbers out and then put it in the right way.
Well, you guys know the story with last week with Spencer, right? I think everybody kind of knows this. I can go over it real quick. So
it's really interesting.
It's actually really cool, and I give mad props to Spencer. So the puzzle last week was used in the Worlds Apart, and Spencer had asked a bunch of survivor gurus on the internet for advice. And Colin Stone from the Dom and Colin podcast with Survivor with Dom and Colin had told Spencer, and it's on Facebook, and the screen cap has been all over, like, Reddit and everywhere, so, like, it exists, it's real, had said, study this puzzle. They did not use this in the Worlds Apart challenge, so I can't imagine them not reusing it. So Spencer commented back and said, damn, great idea, I'll do that. And what Spencer did was he put the episode on. He paused it on the screen where they showed the puzzle. He got out tracing paper. He traced the puzzle on his television, cut it out, and practiced putting it together because, you know, he had a feeling that they might use it again, and why not?
And they did.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So I guess, you know, it's now kind of in legend when they show it. He whispered to Jeremy saying, I know this. I got this. and there's a great, it's a secret scene, right, of Jeremy's like, what a nerd.
What a nerd.
But yeah.
But no, I think, and I got to give him mad props, because you want something that bad, you want to go play a game, you want the best advantages that you can. So.
I give major kudos.
Just like Wu took all his dates to play skee-ball at Chuck E. Cheese, and that helped him win immunity.
Yeah.
So I feel like something that would need to be done, just for the fun of it, is... like almost the Rocky training regimen for Survivor. Like what would that be?
We should put that together.
Yeah, exactly. And just, you know,
get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, get some old gray sweats.
Yep.
Drink some raw eggs, and then.
But what would be the raw eggs equivalent of like gross Survivor food that you have? It's probably be like pork,
whatever the duck embryos are.
Yeah, duck embryos. Is that what it would be? Or a pig's nose.
Okay, is that going to help me solve the puzzle?
Well, it's, I don't think it's going to. It's just in general training, right?
You know what it's going to do is I'm going to throw up on the puzzle.
So you got to train with some gross eating. You got to train with some balancing games, and you got to have a good ball game, and then you got to have a good puzzle game.
Yeah. I can balance. I don't need to train for balancing.
But anyway, I did think that that was great. So Spencer wins immunity at this challenge, and Wentworth says that if Kimmy doesn't end up going with them, then they're screwed. And at this point, I was like, I mean, okay. Everybody knew that there was a survivor first, and there were only three guesses going around on the internet and amongst, Twitter and Facebook or wherever and Reddit. And
well,
it was either.
I knew it wasn't going to be the final four.
Right, because the description on DirecTV, or just the description in general, said the final three contestants faced questions.
Well, they were also saying on the commercials how many tribal councils are we going to go to. Well, that won't work, so it's going to be final three.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
So they were showing on the commercials off football all day Sunday. They kept saying, I go, why did they do that?
Right. Well, because final four would be stupid. Sorry, Jack.
I thought it had been great. It still would have been, it'd have been 9-0.
I don't know, because it would have been Wentworth in the four.
If Wentworth is there, I think it's a much different
I think Jeremy still would have won.
Oh, yeah. If Wentworth, she's there, she gets some votes.
I would think it'd be a 6-4.
Let's note this to figure this out when we go to Final Four, because let's figure out how many votes Wentworth would have had. So, and I'm sure, everybody and their mom and their exit interviews with her, is asking her this. So we don't know yet what she's going to say. But anyway, at this point, I was like, oh, well, I think it's kind of obvious that the all votes are nullified at Tribal Council is probably it. Because the other two votes were, Jeremy and Kelly both play their idol, or tie at Final Five.
That's what I was thinking, Final Five. I didn't think it would happen at six.
Not tie at Final Five. I'm sorry. Tie at Final Tribal Council.
There you
apparently
go.
I don't know words today. So we go to day 26.
But that's 36. That's happened before, because you fire.
No.
Final, like the jury vote.
Like the jury vote.
Oh, the jury vote. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So day 36.
They had to build a fire on stage.
That was last season with Mike. He forced the fire.
I'm saying at the audience.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. But, oh, my God, Rodney and Carolyn going
to.
That was great, because Rodney was so pissed.
Well, they both.
Rodney can't build fire. Rodney's getting mad.
But Rodney actually caught the fire. He got the spark first. It just didn't hit the flame in time, the thing in time. Anyway.
Rodney did build it right.
Rodney can't get the flames up. But so Tasha's happy, and Spencer finally gets his first last name mention on Survivor, even though it's not by Jeff, it's by Keith. He goes, Bledsoe wins again, which made me chuckle because I was like, man, Spencer really is Charlie Brown. He can't even get a last name reference
but
from
Spencer's
Jeff.
Spencer's a pretty unique name that he can own Spencer, right? It's not a common name.
I'm like, there's nobody else in the world named
Spencer.
Who
the hell is Bledsoe?
Well, I was like, is he like a Drew Bledsoe fan? And like, that's what
I just forgot.
Yeah.
Kimmy and Keith very obviously loudly go to get water. They want to target Jeremy. Finally, somebody wants to target Jeremy. This is crazy talk. Tasha and Spencer are suspicious at them all talking, but Jeremy's like, nah, not Kimmy. She would never go against the family. I guess she broke his heart. But Kimmy wants to split the... Kimmy tells Jeremy, the big three, that she wants to split the vote. And Spencer and Tasha tell Jeremy that they can't do that.
Well, no, I just love the scene. It's like, they're all like, yeah, let's put the vote. And then Kimmy walks away, and Spencer's like, yeah, we're not doing that.
She's lying. She's lying. I'm going to break her legs.
Now, I've heard they were talking about it on Know It Alls last night, and I've heard it in some other places, that Spencer was almost Jeremy's fishback to JT, like just the person actually that's perceiving the game pretty well. And letting him know, because Jeremy had no idea.
No idea. He honestly believed that Kimmy was not flipping.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because Jeremy, when you look at it, Jeremy is not a perfect winner.
No.
But he still won.
Well, he played a perfect social game. I mean, I think the social game was perfect.
Yeah.
Did he play the best strategic game? No.
He had Steven.
Yep.
And then, you know, when Steven was gone, he had Spencer.
Yeah.
But he was also smart, him keeping the other targets around.
Right.
Well, he kept people in front of him.
His social game was great, but his best strategy was keeping other targets out there.
Right.
Keeping Joe around as long as he could, keeping Spencer, keeping all these people around that he didn't have to worry about.
And he even said in a secret scene that he considered Steven to be a meat shield, even though he wasn't a physical meat shield. He was a brain meat shield. And it worked because, you know, they went after him first when they were trying to break up the core alliance.
Yeah, they didn't go after Jeremy. They went after Fishback.
But anyway, we go to this final six tribal council. And... craziness.
Can we just, like, instead of recapping, can we just go to, like, a video clip of Jeff just doing his John Madden, you know, breakdown of the...
We can do that at the end.
But did we have to have that?
I kind of liked it because I was still slightly confused, and I'm not a very smart person, so maybe that's just take it with a grain of salt. But I liked it just because I was like, well, why didn't they just still draw rocks? And they're just like, oh, because there had only been one person left to draw a rock, so...
And that was Keith.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like that at all.
Which I would feel bad for Keith, right?
Something else. You got to blanking be kidding me.
Yeah. Well, we get to the tribal council, and it starts off fairly epically because Spencer just announces that, hey, we're not going to split the vote. So, Kimmy, you can vote with us or you can risk going to rocks. And Keith is just like badass. He's like, let's go to rocks. I don't care.
I got a better chance at that.
He might have been right. Well, not in this particular case, because he got no votes against him. But then in the end, I guess. But anyway, so Spencer asks Wentworth if she's good. Everybody notices. Jeff calls it out. Wentworth is like, I have no idea what's going on.
He lied to her.
Mm-hmm. Because he wanted to cause that. I'm assuming Spencer wanted to cause that group to split their own vote to make their three. Like, let's say Spencer said, hey, we're all going to vote for Tasha tonight.
Why would he turn on his own?
Or we're going to vote for... So Kelly has been desperately... I'm sorry. This is a stupid example. Let me try again. Kelly has been desperately trying to get into the majority. So he could have gone up to Kelly and been like, look, we're going to vote for Keith tonight. So put your vote on Keith. So there, that way, that would have split the vote. If she had told Kimmy, let's just do Keith, then you've got a 3-2-1 situation going on where Keith still votes for Jeremy because that's what, you know, they tell him. They vote for Wentworth to get her out. And then Jeremy votes for, I'm sorry, Kelly and Kimmy end up voting for Keith. So that's, you know, that could have been the plan that Spencer was, again, this is all hypothetical, but that could have been what he meant.
Spencer did, Spencer did lie to her.
Right, he did lie to her.
You're good. Well, they all put all three votes on her.
Yeah.
Right. That's because he wanted to make to ensure not having a tie.
Well, yeah, he wanted to make sure that Kelly didn't play the idol. That's all it was. He wanted to see if she wouldn't play the idol, so that way he was confirmed that we were going to get Kelly out. That's to me the main, the one that makes
right.
the most sense.
And also in that situation,
if she had a knife, he didn't know if he had.
Yeah, he didn't know.
But also in that situation, if they split the vote, if word gets back to Kimmy that from Kelly that they're going to vote for, like, say, Keith, then, you know, Keith goes home because you've got two votes on Keith and just the one vote randomly on Jeremy.
Yeah, I guess. I
mean, that makes total sense if he had told her that. Now, I don't know if that's what he told her. It might come out in exit interviews what he was talking about, but I bet you he made some kind of side deal, quote unquote, with her in order to try to trick her into having her alliance vote for the wrong person.
I think it was
because then it doesn't go to a tie. They don't want to go to a tie. They don't want to draw rocks.
I see that. I think it's more just he knew he wanted to vote for Wentworth, so he didn't want her to play the idol, so that way it was guaranteed Wentworth was going home.
Absolutely, because but they also wanted to avoid a tie situation.
Okay.
What if Wentworth doesn't have an idol? His group goes after her group goes after Spencer.
But then, he was also trying to send a message to Kimmy. Don't flip.
Yeah.
We're not voting the way you wanted to vote.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's why he announced that.
Well, I think he also wanted to do it to prove it to Jeremy, too, because Jeremy still didn't believe.
Yeah.
Right.
So that was honestly how, I mean, again, in this play, like, I thought it was this, if this was an episode, one, I thought it was a cool episode for Kimmy because, you know, she went down a blaze of glory.
Go big or go home.
Yeah. But on the other side, like, I thought it was a really good episode for Spencer in terms of in his resume for the game. He won the individual immunity. And then he played it perfectly well. He convinced Jeremy that there wasn't any idol, so we had to go full on. Worst case, Jeremy's out of the game and he didn't have to vote for him.
No, he didn't convince Jeremy there was no idol. He just said he wanted him to think that he thought there was no idol.
I get that. But I'm saying, say that if they split the votes, then it kind of changes things up. But if Jeremy gets idled out because Wentworth plays an idol and Jeremy doesn't have an idol, say that's just what happens. Spencer would have gotten Jeremy out without having to vote him out.
Exactly.
Right? And then the same thing on the other. So without blood on it, he's in a perfect because he's not going home. He has the immunity necklace. So I thought if this was just an episode, this is a great resume builder for Spencer's game.
Yeah.
So is if Spencer had told Wentworth, like I just said, if that plan had worked. I don't. You're rolling your eyes over there. I don't care. I'm right.
Okay.
It might not have been what happened, but if a scenario like that had happened.
Like you said, Spencer could have got off, like you said, no blood on his hands. Because if he doesn't have the idol, Jeremy goes home.
Yeah, exactly.
And he goes, well, I didn't know. You know, we're voting this three-way.
Yeah. So that, I mean, to me, that's almost a brilliant way to get rid of a person that's in your alliance. You have to have immunity to do it, right?
Yeah, sort of like the same thing Jeremy did next episode where he tried to get them to vote Spencer just in case there was an idol.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But yeah, I mean, just crazy. Now that there's talk of, is this the best tribal council ever? I think it deserves inclusion in one of the best ever.
See, I can't say enough because I know that there's been some great tribal councils in seasons I haven't seen. So I don't know if I can specifically.
Jack, what do you say? You've seen every single season since the beginning.
It's definitely up there. It was fun because two of the strongest players saved themselves with an idol.
Yeah.
And then you had where Keith, who had done nothing, could have gone home.
Yeah.
And it's like I go, this is I'm sitting there going, this isn't fair. I mean, I know it's Survivor. There are no real rules. I mean, there's as a player, but I go, that's just not fair to Keith. But then it wouldn't have been fair for Wentworth, Jeremy, or Spencer to go home because they had the idols.
Yeah.
And so I was like going, man, this is just crazy.
Well, and that's just it. Like, it's not fair, but they weren't protected by some type of immunity idol.
Right.
And then they basically have to, if they can't negotiate or whatever, then Keith's out. And Keith almost falls on the sword for Kimmy. I thought that was a very noble thing. I mean,
I think it wasn't a game. He meant it. He meant it.
Yeah, let's talk about this. So the best, one of the funniest moments in this tribal was when Keith was like, idols are everywhere. But you have reactions from just about everybody. Steven's like, this is the first, and is like telling, you know, from the jury, he's like, you know, Keith, don't do it. No, don't do it. Like, big mistakes.
Everybody's going, don't do it. Don't.
You can see, like, Spencer's like, whoa. Like, you could see the Survivor geeks in the crowd were just freaking out that they're part of this big first. So that was kind of awesome. They go back and, you know, after all the votes are nullified, so essentially no votes have been cast at this tribal, Jeremy wants to know who voted for him. And this was Jeremy's, the one thing that the jury focused on for some reason was, you know, Spencer's like, Kimmy did it. Nah, Kimmy did it. Told you so. And then, you know, he's disappointed in Kimmy and he like,
I think he let his emotions get to the best of him on that one a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I feel but like I, there was I so much he, like just release, I, emotional release going on at that tribal that it must have been tough, man.
I thought he answered the question, though.
Oh, he did it. He did answer it perfectly.
We'll
like,
go,
I was
we'll
ticked
go to
off.
That.
That's yeah. That's me being mad. Like, I thought you're with me.
Let's go. We'll get to that when we get to that. So they do the revote. It's 3 for Tasha, 3 for Kimmy. Nobody's going to change their votes, so the 4 have to decide since there's not enough people left to go to Rocks. It would either be...
Well, you could go to Rocks, but it would be just one
person. It would just
person.
Be one person.
Bam, I pulled the wrong rock.
Just so, my luck.
So, you know, they have to either unanimously decide if it's going to be Tasha or Kimmy that goes home, or else Keith just goes home by default. This was great with Keith. Like... I know that there's been some people that probably, you know, roll their eyes and criticize Keith and be like, he's not here to play the game. Like, he's not a gamer. This guy's a joke. How dare he risk the integrity?
Have people said that? Because I feel like for him, he's already proven that he's
yes.
there to win the game.
Yes. Yeah, somebody said that to
anyone
me.
Anyone says that is just an idiot.
Yeah.
Somebody said that to me, or to a Facebook group that I'm a part of, and said that Keith is just a joke because he was willing to just give that up. But I actually had a different point of view. I mean, yes, it's a game, but at the end of the day, especially in a season where so much has been made about family, to have Keith say that Kimmy's a mama with 2 sick boys, so, you know, send him to the house, that was really...
They're yeah. sick boys? I didn't realize they were sick.
Yes.
We talked about this.
Oh. But again, I think it's whoever says that he's not playing it isn't he's not true because he's proven that he's played the game. Like when everybody else wanted to get shelter, he wanted to play for the immunity. So he's there to play the game.
Yeah, exactly.
Great point.
But I think this proves that he realizes that there's more to life than just the game. And I think that was his like. And I think I've heard him say it in exit interviews where, you know, I've lived 54 years without $1 million. The next 54, yeah, I'll be okay. Like, I don't.
He did also say, he goes, whether it's this time or the next time.
Right. Yeah. He said that to, so, you know, he's getting emotional. Kimmy's getting emotional. And Kelly Wentworth is like, when it's her turn to vote, she's like, hold on. And, you know, she looks at him, she's like, what, do you want to go home or not? And he's like, it's just the difference of one day. And she goes, I know, but do you want to go home tonight? And, you know, Keith says that he wants to stay, so, and, you know, Kimmy's pleading, and I felt terrible, like, I felt for her, but, you know, she made her own bed, so.
And she knows that, too, like, she even said, mm-hmm. it's like, I got it, it was my move, it's my cross
but
to bear.
But if you're going to go out, you might as well go
exactly.
out like that.
So I give her yeah, kudos, too, in owning it.
It was the right move.
Yeah.
It was
she
the
wasn't...
right move, but she didn't execute it right.
Yeah.
Well, she should have done one vote earlier with Abby. Is she should have tried to? I mean, not that you can really reason
only,
with Abby.
The only
Maria,
problem with
but,
Abby is you take a chance going to Abby saying let's go up this way, and she tells everybody that's what you're going to do.
Well, Abby already flipped anyway because she voted for Keith, like
because she yeah. wanted because she I know. So yeah she wanted to do that yeah. with go with Tasha and company. But back at camp, Wentworth isn't happy, and I love Spencer's like, are you okay, Wentworth? You don't seem okay. Like you don't seem happy right now. What's the matter, Wentworth? And it's like, great social game there, Spencer. You're doing wonderful right now.
Well, that's where I think Spencer's game unravels after that. I think he had a really good run there up to that point.
Yeah.
And from that point on, it was almost reverted back to old Spencer a little bit.
Well, because I think it's that pressure. I mean, like they were saying, you get to 38, 39 days. You watch Wentworth's Ponderosa. It's just like, you get so close. And then, boom, it's all gone. I think he was getting the point. I could win this. If I could just win the next immunity, I get rid of Jeremy, I'll win. And then, you know, but you know, he probably has to go against Wentworth too. So it would have been a tough vote, but I think it just got to him.
Yeah.
Yep.
You only can keep your personality under control for so long,
right?
Until you just get to the point where you see it in everyday life where people just go, I got it. I burst out, and I just think he was just
Exhibit A, Abby Maria, but
right.
So, Jeff did a wonderful diagram at the commercial to help anybody that didn't get it, which is funny because I actually got it, which might be the first time in the history of time that I got something without needing a picture.
I got this. I don't need this, but.
It was awesome, though. I appreciate that he did.
I liked it.
I mean, I thought it was great. But we go to day 37 immunity challenge, and it's a giant obstacle course and puzzle.
And this one usually shows up in the finale. Sometimes it's the last one. Sometimes it's the second to last one.
It was the final five in South Pacific, I think.
It was Ozzy. Ozzy fell out of that one too.
Yeah, Sophie won it.
Yeah,
but yeah. So this one was is always kind of fun too. Wentworth does the hardest one first. Do you notice that Spencer can't stop falling at immunity challenges?
Well, Jeff pointed that out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spencer falls again.
I feel like Spencer's so pale looking. Why don't we see more bruises all over his body?
He's a superhero.
Yeah, seriously. But everybody copies Wentworth, and she ends up winning immunity. And it's funny because I said to Jay at one point, and I was like, everybody keeps looking and copying her, but at some point they have to look at their own board because they're always going to be a step behind her.
So obviously Spencer didn't know what this puzzle was ahead of time.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think he put a piece in. Did he?
No, I don't think
this is the
first puzzle that he didn't have. I think he may have gotten one in, but he was just woefully behind.
He kept staring at it, staring at it, staring at it. I go, oh, he's done.
Yeah, I don't know how many he got. Honestly, I was too busy watching Keith and Jeremy try to copy off of Kelly. But anyway, so, you know, Kelly wins immunity, and Keith says that, well, we'll go down swinging, so everybody stay tuned. And what do you say, like, so they go back to camp. And, you know, I got to say, I love Feisty Keith. Like, they really brought out Feisty Keith now in this finale, finally. I'm back at camp. Wentworth decides to make a fake idol for Keith to create paranoia amongst the big three. And she uses didn't she use the bracelet from Chaos Cast? Or, I'm sorry, Comcast? But she had made
she,
it
She got the little, what she uses her idol from the top of like the watering can or something.
But
she did a good job. It looked good.
Well,
it looked
she really was smart because every idol has been different.
Yeah.
So it would have been perfect.
And Jeremy would have known it too.
Yeah.
So
plus she put the clue in there.
Yeah,
was perfect.
It was
like, I go, this is going to work. I go, all Keith has to do is just show, I found the idol.
Yeah, well.
Or just say, Kelly gave me an idol. I'm safe tonight.
And just wear it around his neck.
Just wear it around the neck and just put the fear of God in him. I do like how Jeremy, you're probably going to talk about this, was trying to get his attention.
Yeah. So Jeremy has a funny feeling. He thinks that they're going to go after him. Jeremy tries to get Keith's attention for a little while, which was probably the best scene in the entire episode, including that tribal council, because I laughed the entire 30 seconds this was happening. Where he's just trying to get Keith's attention over and over again.
He's funny. He's a funny guy.
And I feel like that was...
just Keith staring off into the distance was my best.
I go, is Keith purposely ignoring him because he doesn't want to slip up and say, it's a fake idol? Fake idol. I, that's what I was wondering. Is he just trying to ignore him because he can't? What? You want to talk to me?
Well, the problem with this season, and I thought this was a great season, but I wish that there had been more moments like that.
Yeah.
So.
Again, if they had the CBS app where you pay $5.99 a month, have behind-the-scenes stuff that we don't always get to see.
Well, I mean, we do in the the secret scene videos. There's a lot of stuff on YouTube.
But there's hours and hours of videos that they could be
showing.
That's
true. I wish that there had been more moments like the humorous moments we had in this finale. So I guess I wish there had been more Keith now. But
I like him. I like to see him come back and play the game.
Come on. We don't want to have like Rupert overexpose him where you're like, by the end, we need him again?
It's not fun to play.
He did say it was not fun to play. But Keith, you know, says that he'll pull out his last idol if he needs to, this fake idol if he needs to, the last nail ain't in this coffin yet. And then he does his like, ha ha, laugh. So Jeremy motions for them to say Spencer. For them to vote for Spencer. So, which I thought was brilliant by Jeremy. And we'll get into this, you know, at the end.
It was a good play to kind of keep the heat off of him.
Yeah. Tasha calls Wentworth the idol whisperer, and she's expecting the unexpected. But unfortunately, the expected happens, and Keith goes home with some classy final words thanking everybody for letting him back on. Now, so I thought that this was brilliant by Jeremy, where, again, if he ends up having an idol, it negates the three votes for Keith. There's no blood on Jeremy's hands. And, you know, Spencer still goes home. And he took the target off of himself. I thought that that was great.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Now, do you think that Keith should have really tried to play the idol? Just to scare everybody a little bit?
Like Jay said, he should have walked into the thing wearing the idol.
Yeah, like play it better because it looked good.
It looked real. Like I said, he had the clue.
Because I've seen fake idols before. I was like, that doesn't even look close. Like, who's going to believe that? But this one looked legit.
But this is the first time they've ever had different looking ones, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. All they do is put this around his neck. I would have put it before they even left camp.
That's what I'm saying. I would have got, like, Keith can go out, try and look for idols, and he can go like,
there's no reason for me to hide this. I have to play it. I have it. Around my neck.
Yeah, I wouldn't have said that Wentworth gave it to him, though, because Wentworth's MO wasn't to give it to somebody else, especially with her own.
Well, she would have had it played. She had immunity.
She had immunity.
So she had nothing to lose there anyway.
She had nothing to lose.
That's a good point, but I feel like.
But still, Keith be an actor, go out, like, second you get back, go out looking for idols, have Wentworth make this idol, then give it to you, and then show it off. Like
the only problem is, though, Jeremy knows that they're not just laying around camp anymore.
Right.
Well, it could be.
It would have been funny if he went up and did like the Tony Vlachos, like, "Yo, Jeff, can you validate this idol for me?"
But he should have done that. I mean, I don't know if it would have saved him or not, but at least it would have put, especially with Spencer as paranoid as he is.
Yeah.
It would have put some fear into him.
It would have, yeah, definitely.
Or we could have tried to get, maybe Spencer could have tried to get Jeremy out at that point.
Right.
Yeah, it could have, you know. Been pretty crazy, but we have the final immunity challenge, and yeah, it was you know, probably the least
ball management's important in this one.
Ball management was important. It was probably the least physically challenging than generally the final four are, right?
It's more mental,
but also it's a lot of coordination. You only have one hand, and you have to time it right to get
each
so it's
ball.
Like mental and coordination, I think.
Yeah. I think I'd be good at this challenge.
I think Keith Nail and Jack Klaffelder could be good at this challenge.
I thought for sure that Tasha had a great chance at this. She seemed the most focused, and you know, everybody had let it drop a little bit, but then recovered it, except for Tasha before she went out, at least that we saw. But we had some great Probst quotes in this. My favorite one was, "Everybody now has two balls. Now you have to go left and right, and you only have one hand to do it with." Not a laugh at all. Come on, that was funny. Ball jokes.
Funny. It is ball. It was. I was thinking more that Tasha. I think she realized she didn't have to win.
Probably, but as Wentworth goes out first, and there is, you know, a lot of F bombs going. And,
well, she had. That was a must win.
I would have done the same.
She had to win.
Exactly. I would
have. Everybody but Tasha. I think it was a must win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah. So Tasha's out. Then Spencer. Then and Jeremy ends up winning his first. This is his first ever individual immunity, right? And it was the one where he needed it the most. So he cries a lot and says it's all about his family. He's winning this for Val and for Jordan and for Cameron. And none of us
make fun of Jeremy when he cries.
Well, you know, he does it with feeling.
Yeah, this would have been you know.
He does it with. You know why? Because he does it with abs. So you guys are abscist.
Are we like cowards? Is that what you're saying?
We're abbed bias.
Abbed bias. Abyss.
Well, no, I think it was so emotional because you could see throughout all of it. I mean, he cried on camera, but when he was there in front of people, he held it all in. And this was the first time that he knew that he could let it go. You know, just kind of like finally let his guard down. And you saw it. And it was very emotional. And I give him credit because either he held back in the challenges, but he wasn't great in any of the challenges by any means. I don't even think he was like between him and somebody else at all this season. And when he needed to win, like there was, if he lost, the smart move would have been to vote him out.
Yeah, he'd been gone. He should, if he lost, he should have been sent home.
He should have been. And who knows how it would have happened, but he should have been. But he won it. And like, that's, I give him all the credit in the world for that.
Yeah.
But that's it. That's the final one is a lot of pressure. Like you have to be able to remain cool, calm, collected under pressure, and that could be also the fireman in him. He probably has really good, resolve and the ability to kind of handle the pressure of what that takes.
Except for when it comes to the host, as we discussed last week.
Yes, H-O-S-E. Yeah, the but Spencer, for Spencer.
Oh, sorry, I didn't even realize that. And that's my forte.
But Spencer, I think the pressure got to him and lost it. Like, you know, Malcolm had a similar thing where it was his game to lose, and he couldn't do that last challenge and lost the game. So I give Jeremy, again, if we're talking about moves that solidified his record 10-0 victory, this Spoiler. Is one of those big ones.
Yeah, definitely. Wentworth's also crying, but it's for a totally different reason, because pretty much she knows that this is the end of her game. She's mad at herself because she needed to win the most. And I felt for her, too, because she really played with her heart and soul, and you could tell.
She played a great game.
Yeah, she played an excellent game, considering she was at the bottom of the
the entire time. The real at the bottom, unlike Spencer, right, who kept saying that.
Yeah. She's the Rob Cesternino of the season. You know, she's great, played a great game.
She's the Malcolm of this season,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, you know, arguably, it was kind of nice that several people had really good games up to this point, so it wasn't like one person was kind of dominating the whole time. But, and she was voted out right before the final vote. So, she played a fantastic game. I don't think anybody saw it coming.
Right, so this kind of makes the next thing I'm going to say kind of worthless. I was going to say, Jeremy has to, day 38, he has to consider who to vote for to see who he can sit next to win $1 million. Spencer tells Wentworth he's going to vote for her because she's the biggest threat to the game. Kelly talks to Jeremy, asks Kelly jokingly if she would do fire. I didn't think they were ever going to do that, but, you know, that could have been kind of fun. Yeah. But, you know, there was like 10 minutes left for final tribal council. So at that point, I was like, yep, I don't think that's happening.
Maybe Kelly could do a better job than Rodney.
Well, there's no way he wanted Kelly in there.
Well,
no
you
way.
Know, and at tribal. So here's where Spencer probably lost the game. Wentworth lists the reasons why Spencer would win. Spencer lists the reasons why Wentworth would win. And he says that if he goes home, it is 100% that Kelly Wentworth will win because he will spend all of his energy making sure that she wins. And Tasha, the non-entity, just goes, I'm just going to keep my mouth shut.
best move she could do.
Yeah. So what did you guys think about? I know that we discussed this a little bit in the beginning, like how Spencer pretty much, he definitely let his emotions get the best of him. And it was unfortunate. But again, this was the moment that a lot of people mentioned in their jury questions. Like, you were arrogant. You were forceful. You were
bullyish.
Bullish. This was not a good look. And it was kind of funny. And I get
Well, that you can see that. You could see the jury, like, when he's doing it, they're like, ooh, that's not.
It's not good for someone who's second timers. You can't do that.
Right. Well, especially like timers, Steven, who's sitting there and like, haha.
Because no one on the jury is going to want, because they're all arrogant. So most of them are arrogant. They're not going to want to. You're not going to come over here and tell me how I'm going to vote.
But here's the whole thing. Like,
I think that was more to it than anything, because these people are like, you're not going to tell a Savage how to vote. You're not going to tell Cass how to vote. You're not going to tell Fishbeck how to vote. You're not going to sway these people how to vote.
That, but also it's what's been Spencer's storyline the whole time. It's like, I'm playing this game different. I just look at these people's chess pieces. I was arrogant. I'm going to make relationships. And that was, even in his own mind, that was his game that he wanted to play. And he wanted to beat the jury and say, like, I've changed. I have grown as a person. Right. I have been able to build relationships. I am not that arrogant kid that I was in my first go round. And what did he do right before that final tribal council? He showed all of the worst parts of Spencer.
Right.
And then his argument at that final tribal council became invalid. He couldn't use, I mean, he said it. He did say it in there when people asked him. I was like, yeah, but we just talked about how you were arrogant and kind of a jerk to Jeremy there. Like, so have you really changed, or are you just saying you've changed?
Right. And I feel bad because he did, work the whole season to change.
We made jokes about how many times he said second chance.
Right. right. So it's kind of funny that at the end, his edit ended up being somebody who got so close to a second chance by acting like it was a second chance and then just, reverting back to that in the end.
We don't know how much to it, because he probably knew he knew he had to get rid of Jeremy to win. And then when he lost the immunity,
Right.
That was probably honest. You know, he's a thinker. He doesn't stop thinking. And I think that just, I think that, you know, again,
right. It was also
funny. We're also hard on these people. 38 days out there, no food, no sleeping, no this, that. He obviously lost a lot of weight. It's hard to keep your emotions in check. And it just got the best of him.
Right. And it was also funny that he was saying to Jeremy that he was going to, you know, manipulate everybody to not vote for him in front of the people that he was going to manipulate.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There's no, you look at half those people. Sierra, you're going to tell her how to vote?
Yeah. You're right, because that's going to go over real well.
There's just no way. I mean, he just, like I said, if you're with a bunch of newbies, and say you're with Rob's, your Rob, boss and Rob won. Yeah, you could probably have done that.
Yeah.
You could have pulled those people to vote however you wanted to vote. But these people, they played the game, they watched the game, they're fans of the game. So there's no way, unless you get Wigglesworth to pick the right number.
You're right. Then there might have been a second place winner.
Right. But I think that was just a huge.
Right. And I think, you know, something, even if he hadn't done that, I don't think
he wouldn't have won.
Right. It might have been close, but I don't think that Jeremy was going to take Wentworth to the end anyway. So I don't think that he needed to be as aggressive as he did. But so Kelly goes out to vote and she has this very interesting quote where she says to Spencer when she writes his name down, "This is the last time I'm writing your name down on this piece of parchment."
And I was like, yep, Spencer ain't winning. Yep.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
So day 39, breakfast, scales, mirrors, blah, blah, blah. Nothing really that exciting to talk about.
I'm glad they didn't spend a lot of time on this.
I was an hour and 15 minutes behind. I just fast forward to that.
We didn't really miss anything. We had the final tribal council. And at the final tribal council, there were no opening statements, which kind of bummed me out a little bit. I guess there weren't any for Worlds Apart either.
I guess we have 10 jurors. It's just like,
but then why did they only leave, 13 minutes for it? That was kind of ridiculous.
But, you know, the opening statements I never got. At this point, you've been with them for most of the time.
Because really there are people that, you know, might not have played with you in your alliance at the time, and they might not know what your game was because you just never encountered them.
And they need to be smart enough to ask the right question.
Yeah, I think if you rely on it forces the jury to ask good questions.
Because they obviously ask good questions. They gave their opening statements. They just didn't put it on the TV.
Oh, they cut that out?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't realize they gave opening statements. Sorry.
Yeah.
So well, then it must have not been.
Because don't forget, they said how many times Spencer's been working on his jury speech for forever. They just didn't. So they did them. They just didn't show them.
Okay. Well, then it must not have been that good.
Having the Super Bowl and not showing the last 2 minutes of the game.
And I wish that they had done that because I guess it didn't matter.
That's what I'm saying.
Jeremy's getting all 10.
If it's a 10-0, like what you needed in that is you needed Jeremy's last.
But I keep remembering when Cochran won and it was 9-0 and he had a great, final tribal council speech.
But his greatness in that was his mic drop last.
Jeremy's,
thing.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that was all you needed.
Right.
And you saw the jury, you're like, Jeremy's got this. Like and I think Spencer saw it too.
He did. He said he knew he didn't win when he left.
So like that.
Tasha didn't even look nervous at the finale. She was like, I don't got this.
Yeah. It's like, it's a good ride. I'm not winning this time. And so, but you just, everybody's reaction when he said that, I was like, wow.
Yeah,
like, that
so
was just
let's talk about these
nail
statements.
In the coffin.
So just the highlights. Savage ironically chides everybody for their arrogance, which was pretty.
Kettle meat black.
Yeah,
tell the truth. Give your honest answers. I go, he was being a lawyer there.
I know. It was just so funny. Steven wanted Tasha to clarify that she just wasn't Jeremy's dog. And Steven actually has a secret scene in which he talks about sexism in Survivor and the way that women are looked at for how they play their game versus the men are looked at for their game. So he kind of tried to give Tasha, the moment, the chance to say, and I don't think she answered very well. I mean, she answered decently, but it wasn't anything that brought down the house.
I thought she gave the only answer she could give.
She did, but I think that
because for the most part, she did just do what they wanted. Except there were times that she did go, but she should have been, this is what I did. This is what I did.
And the problem with Survivor is Tasha could have done more than that. And I think that Jeremy knew that Tasha was doing. I'm not Jeremy. I'm sorry. I think that Steven knew that Tasha was doing more than just being Jeremy's lapdog, even though the TV didn't show it because, we always see the journey and the everything of these strong male players or these sexy female players that happen to be smart.
But there were times that she was in trouble in the beginning.
Tasha?
Couple, Tasha. She was in trouble a lot.
She wasn't in trouble a lot. She was.
Wasn't she with Fish? She survived, right?
She survived. She went to Anchor. She was on the bottom.
They were on the bottom, but they were never in danger because all they did was exploit Abby and PG.
But they had to do that. But they were at the bottom.
They had to do it. If they were smart, they would have got them out, but they didn't.
Absolutely. Well, that doesn't mean that they were great players. That just means that they were playing against people that were idiots, but that couldn't stay together.
I mean, it was good play though. If they didn't play the way they had to,
absolutely,
they did what they had to survive. But,
absolutely,
but, I think she just gave the only answer she could give.
Right. Well, I'm just saying that I don't think she knocked it out of the park like she probably could have. She gave a good answer. I think that Stephen was trying to give her a chance because, again, the edit. She disappeared. She caused, she stirred some S with Cass, and then you didn't really see her again until last episode, really. And that's unfortunate because I think that Steven asked her that question because he must have known that she was doing more than just being Jeremy's dog. And when we think about Jeremy's game where he's hiding behind other people, I don't know. I think that Tasha probably got a little bit of an unfair edit than what she deserved in this particular season. But, she was never going to win, so why should they show her in a better light, I guess? I don't know. It's just unfortunate.
If Steven would have got the answer he wanted from her, would he have voted for her? Or was he voting for Jeremy no matter what? Because Jeremy was pretty loyal to him the whole time.
I think he was voting for Jeremy no matter what because he gave him his word that he was with him till the end after the idol play. But I think that he was opening up the door for maybe Tasha to get one or two votes because, I don't know, maybe he just, wanted to hear her play. Regardless.
At least it was nice because a lot of people weren't asking her any questions.
Right, or they just didn't show them because they knew she wasn't getting any votes.
But how close was Steven to crying?
I think he almost cried out of joy when the final six idol play happened.
I thought there was almost a tear there. Shut up, Tim mentioned something on Twitter. I go, yep. There was almost a drop.
No, leave Steven alone.
Oh, watch it again. He's tearing up.
Yeah. So Abby actually asks. Abby says, in a game about big moves, what were your subtle moves? I thought that was a decent question. I don't know. This whole final tribal didn't really.
Why did she need notes for that question?
I think she was drunk.
Okay.
I mean, she kind of sounded kind of weird when she went up and asked her question.
Didn't she say on Twitter she was drunk or something?
I don't think so. I think that everyone was just surmising that because she asked her question. She's like, I have notes. And then she had that purse, which I think might have had a flask in it. Probably didn't, but it's fun to imagine. And then Wiggles wants them to pick a number between 1 and 10 because, hey, why not?
Okay, and, this is where she blew it.
Why? She should have
given the Sue speech. and at the end saying, I'm just kidding.
Well, I was kind of bummed that we didn't get the Sue speech from Cass or Sierra or somebody.
I don't want anyone to do the Sue speech.
I liked her call out because really she lost the game because of pick the number.
Right, exactly. But I think she should have, the Sue speech is what everyone tries to get. She could have given the Sue speech.
But you're never gonna you've said it before. Nobody's gonna top it.
The Sue speech was against her. She could have said the same thing and said, you know what? I'm just joking. Pick a number between 1 and 10.
But I guess two was the right number.
I thought for sure that she knew who she was gonna vote for and she was just doing that to just do it. But then in her voting confessional, she was like, you picked the right number, you guessed right or whatever.
Fate was on your side, yeah.
I think she had it planned.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's also a gif going around of Sierra explaining what a revote was to her. That's the joke. I mean, Sierra's whispering to her during that. I don't know. It was fun. Cass, Joe's outfit was, his question wasn't worth talking about. His outfit, though, was crazy. Keith asks, Spencer to say why Jeremy should win. Jeremy say why Spencer should win. And then both give super lame answers. And Keith even calls Jeremy out. And he's just like, yeah, that's not answering my question. Like, tell me why. But there was nothing hit it out of the park, outstanding, and I wish that there was a way to somehow revamp these tribals to make them more exciting, because it wasn't that exciting to me. I don't know.
Well, I should say, I mean, it was pretty cut and dry. They were all pretty much going, if they weren't all going, Jeremy's closing statements about, and he kind of unveiled that his wife's pregnant, and that They're having a boy. Like, that was just a slam dunk. Like, to me, the game was already over. Count it.
Jay said he had the social game. He had the respect. You know, I was counting the votes as I go along. I go, I don't see a lot of people voting for Spencer here.
Yeah. So,
and I said, no one's voting for Tasha.
Right.
And so do we want to say what the final, Jeremy wins the game. So
yes.
Let's get into the overall, just talking about how it closed out.
Yeah. So before we finish this up, I want to hypothetically, what happens if it was Jeremy versus Wentworth? Let's go through this and see who would have voted Wentworth, do you think? Because we have Cass Wentworth, Sierra Wentworth, Abby Wentworth, Spencer Wentworth. I don't know. I think Spencer might have called the...
Spencer would have gone Jeremy.
I think Spencer might have gone Jeremy too. So we've got three Wentworth.
They bonded on the island.
Who do you think? I think that Savage would have gone for Jeremy.
Yeah,
Keith would have gone Wentworth.
I think Keith would have gone Wentworth.
So that's four. Savage and Steven, definitely Jeremy.
Jeremy.
I think Wigglesworth would have gone Jeremy.
Yep.
So that's eight. I'm missing two people.
Joe. I can see Joe going Wentworth.
I don't know.
I can see Joe going Wentworth.
I think Joe would have ended up with Jeremy.
He ran down to the on Ponderosa, ran down to give her a beer as she arrived.
So then maybe, man, I wish Joe would run out of houses to give me beers. What the heck?
Don't we all?
You know, she lost 31 pounds.
Yeah, I know. 23% of her body weight. That is crazy. And then Spencer, Jeremy. So it could have very easily been
a tie vote or 6-4 in Jeremy's favor, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that would have definitely been more exciting. But I feel bad for Spencer. I feel like maybe he deserved to at least get a vote for the second place game that he played. He really, you know, he also gave it his heart and soul.
He played a very good game.
I don't think that he deserves to be lumped in with the game that we saw Tasha play versus the game that we saw Jeremy play.
But again, I think he blew it, though. If he wanted to at least get some votes and get a true second place game, how he handled that the tribal council before, kill that.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, it's funny. I half expected, but watching the Ponderosa videos and seeing the merge boot, I thought that for sure Cass, you know, there was a very good chance she might have voted Spencer, knowing everybody else was going to vote Jeremy, just to make sure, like how Vetus voted for Monica, to make sure that there wasn't, Jervis didn't get second place, that she might have thrown a vote at Spencer just to make sure that Tasha didn't get third place.
Right.
Or second place, rather.
But
I don't know. What do you think of the season overall?
I thought it was fantastic.
I enjoyed it.
There were some moments where it was a little slow, but overall, it was a fantastic season. I'd put it up there in some of the best that I've watched on the TVs. Wasn't best ever, but definitely I think could warrant top five status, easily top 10 status, I think.
Yeah, I would agree.
Because as far as the finale goes, a lot of times there's some great seasons where the finale is kind of like things just kind of fall into place. But it was a pretty dramatic finale that was still enjoyable. So,
but it was dramatic because that final six vote was included.
Exactly.
I don't think that it would have been dramatic if it had been the Keith Kelly being pogonged.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah. I agree.
So I guess kudos to the editors for realizing and the producers for realizing this is what we need to do to make it good. I don't know how I thought it was a really good season. I enjoyed watching it. I enjoyed rooting for Steven and almost, you know, having my own gastrointestinal distress every week that I watched him.
I had it in this episode for Jeremy because I wanted...
You did, and I was a big fan of Jeremy.
I was a big fan of Jeremy, his first season, San Juan del Sur. And so I was pulling for him hardcore this season, and so I was very stressed this last episode, but it worked out well.
You know what I liked about it is the two people that had their games ruined by what happened to their loved ones, Kelly and Jeremy.
And
Jeremy, when Val got voted off, Jeremy's game, he just lost his focus. And then Kelly got her dad kept screwing her over.
Yeah.
She says it. So
I love in San Juan del Sur where Kelly goes up to her dad and she's like, look, just stop talking.
Yeah.
But she's very blunt.
Yes.
She's very honest and blunt, but I think I think you look at that, and even Sierra did a little better without. I mean, she went probably as far, but her biggest mistake was her mom. She voted her mom out. So, yeah, she did. It's nice to see them do better without, you know, they redeem themselves.
Yeah,
And I like this season because it was mostly strategy.
It was a lot of strategy, and also there really wasn't any goats in the end. Like Jeremy did. I mean, I thought Spencer was a pretty darn good player this season.
Well, even Tasha did.
And Tasha.
She deserved to be there.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't like she just sat there and did nothing the whole time.
You know, it's funny. So Kelly, I was watching her red carpet interview with Malcolm, and she had a little burn at Tasha that kind of made me chuckle. So, and Tasha was standing right behind her, too. I don't know if you heard it, but, you know, you could see her in the background standing right there. So, you know, she's talking about the final six, she's just talking about how Tasha referred to me as a goat, but you know something? Nobody wanted to take me to the end.
Yeah. Oh.
So I thought that was great. I think we'll see Kelly Wentworth again. I think we'll see Joe again.
Spencer, he's done, huh?
We'll see Spencer again.
When she was talking to Malcolm, she said, "Are you Joe?"
It's funny how we said Malcolm was... or Joe is the fake Malcolm, but Joe's in his own right now.
I know.
Because he's played the game. You know, he's fresh. If it had been reversed, we'd be saying the other thing.
He's the latest and greatest.
Well, they even had that awkward segment with him on the reunion with the kids. Like, we love you, Joe. Remember when they had that little girl awkwardly being like, I love Malcolm.
And the kids are, I want to be like Malcolm.
What did you guys think of the reunion? I liked it. I thought it was good.
It was fine. I was kind of bummed that they didn't talk to Cass.
They didn't talk to Cass, Shireen. Barely talked to Wu.
They didn't talk to Wu at all.
They didn't. They just mentioned him twice.
Yeah. Vetus wasn't there.
Yeah,
Vetus wasn't allowed there.
Yeah, because he was banned. I posted it on their Facebook. He was spoiling people.
No, it wasn't just that. It was he left Ponderosa. He wanted to go see his kid. He was gone from Ponderosa before Shireen even got there. So he must have been a real a-hole about it.
but I guess he came home and on Twitter and Facebook was answering things and Instagram and liking things.
No, so this is what happened with Vetus. He liked one Instagram post in July at some point, I think it was, and it was while the game was still going on, and people caught up on it. So what the standing theory is that Vetus must have been swiping through his feed and accidentally hit somebody to like their picture, because it's one little slip up, which you could say, okay, fine. I mean, there was also something with Abby Maria, like there was a photo of her and Cass that got removed and it was during the game, and you know, nobody knew what was going on with that. And obviously that ended up just, you know, being a coincidence or something. I think the photo was Cass literally on a toilet with like her pants pulled down or something. So it must've been removed for being
inappropriate. Well, that's why it was
pulled. Right. But at the time, I don't know at the time, cause I didn't find out this until later, but I guess, you know, it could have also been considered a spoiler, like Abby Maria's on her Instagram deleting pictures. But so the thing with Vetus is he liked this one picture. So it could have gone either way. But where he really screwed himself was he started teaching yoga a week earlier than he had announced he was going to be teaching yoga. And it ended up coinciding with the end of the game, either the last night or the last couple of nights where nobody else was back yet. So that was, I guess that was a controversy at some point. I'm in the, you know, Rob is a podcast patrons group, and people were posting screen caps of all this. That's how I know it. So, so it's kind of crazy. I personally think that Vetus wasn't invited back because he broke his contract by leaving Ponderosa and not going on the pre-jury vacation. They get $10,000 for showing up. He must have been a huge douchebag about it, you know, demanding to go home. And you know, why reward bad behavior? And it's a shame because I like Vetus, and I wish that we could see Vetus actually play again for a second time, because you can't really count this 3 days of it. But I guess, you know, you make your bed.
It's important
to
see his yoga thrusting poses.
That too. But if he wanted to go home to see his kid, I can't say that I might not have thrown a temper tantrum at the time too.
I think that was more just him saying that, because I think that you know, I'm not saying he didn't want to see his kid, but I think he ticked off that he was first one voted.
Yeah,
out.
I think it's more of it because he would have been fine not seeing his kid if he was playing the game.
Well, if you're playing the game and going to bring home $1 million, that's one thing. If you're going to play a game and bring home, you know, $13,000 or play with your child, I don't know what I could. His son is only a year old, so I don't know if A, I could have done that, and B, if I don't know. I don't know.
As we know, he's very competitive with his brother.
Right.
His brother has won. He didn't, and he got voted out first. I think that had a lot. I mean, obviously, your kid, especially when your kids are young, it's hard to be apart from them.
Yeah.
But I think it's more that if he had been voted out, if he obviously made the jury, he wouldn't have gone home.
Yeah, absolutely.
If he was, you know, further in the game, he probably wouldn't have got. I think it's nobody wants to be voted out first.
Correct.
Especially it's your second chance. And you get voted out first?
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, regardless, I mean, whatever. That's neither here nor there for the season.
So overall, season good?
Overall good. You know, I think that there was a little too much focus sometimes on strategy instead of the humorous moments like Keith on a tuk-tuk. But I understand that because this...
In 31 seasons, we've seen a lot of it. I thought it was really... If you have a season like this, we have returning players. I'm cool with it being straight because that's something that's different, right? That's something that's unique about having that many people trying to play and win the game.
But then again, we put so much focus on, like, Spencer's strategy that, I don't know. Maybe the reason why they kept showing things like Steven doing random poetry was because they needed other lighthearted moments and humor within
Maybe there wasn't any.
Yeah.
Yeah, because everybody's just playing so hard.
Because Kelly said it, she goes, it was exhausting because the minute you woke up, everybody was strategizing.
Yeah. But I liked it.
I like that because I like that part of the... I mean, I like a Philip Shepherd once in a while going on the show. And
characters are fun, too.
Yeah, I mean, even Russell, who's a great strategist, but also he's a character.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, let's...
Austin Rob.
Let's tally the votes for one last time.
I think I had a clean sweep, didn't I?
No. So let's go to it. Colleen, you said Keith would go home first, so you got no points for that. You said Kimmy...
Oh, I forgot about this.
Yes. Certainly, if Keith would have stuck with falling on the sword, you would have actually swept this last one. But
all right,
Keith,
just tell us who won.
Wentworth.
Because it wasn't me.
You got a point for Wentworth. Tasha and Spencer tied for a third, but I'll give him as Tasha Spencer. It's fine in that order. So you get points for that. And then Jeremy winning. So you got 4 points total. Adding those 4 points to your 4 existing points gives you 8 points, a really solid lead here. Action Jackson, you had... Keith first, which was not the case. Kimmy first, which was not the case. Tasha fourth, which was not the case. Wentworth third, which was not the case. But then we'll
Did
say Spencer.
Did you gloat a little bit more when you say that?
Spencer and Jeremy, though, that does give you 2 points. So with your half a point, that gives you 2.5 tallies. And
wow.
Me.
What a season for me.
I said Kimmy would go home first. That's a point or a tally. Keith, I said, was be fifth, which was also a tally, so that's 2. I said Tasha would be 4th, which wasn't the case, and Wentworth 3rd, which is not the case, and then Spencer and Jeremy. So I got 4 points out of that. Add those 4 points to the 2 I had. That's 6. So I'm behind Colleen. But when you add the fact that I picked Jeremy to win the entire game, so you count up all the points from the episodes. So you had 13 episodes. So 13 points, giving me a grand total of 19 points, winning this season's tally count.
I was so close.
So close.
Well, you know what? I feel like Spencer. I may not watch Survivor again because I was so bad.
So we're looking to probably do it, or seeing if you guys want to do it, a listener feedback episode maybe next week or maybe after that about this. So if you guys want to send your calls, you can at 385-309-0311. You can also send an email to survivorjjc@gmail.com. And we like to thank the patrons that make this show possible, and especially Eckhart Richter and Tack from Tokyo.
Do we have any feedback? I think we had a phone call, right?
We had one phone call, but I want to see if we can get some more. Maybe we could do a feedback-specific show to dig in a little bit more on this.
With all the feedback that we get, this would be like 3 seconds long.
Yes. Let's do that. Let's send that in.
It's going to be the Warm Taffy podcast.
Yeah.
Ha, ha, ha. I see what you did there.
Definitely put that in there.
Most definitely.
It was fun to talk about Survivor this season. We'll be back again for the next season of Survivor. apparently the most dangerous season ever of Survivor.
We're playing Survivor. This till someone dies.
Survivor Medivacs season 32.
it'll be an exciting time to talk about Survivor again, and definitely
brains, bronze, and beauty, right?
Yeah.
Yes. And definitely check out the other podcasts that we do. If you're Leftovers or catching up on Leftovers, check out our Leftover podcast. Our Lost podcast, our last one we just did with Josh Wigler of Rap and Post Show Recaps fame and Parade and Hollywood Reporter, many, many things. That was a great, great show. A lot of fun to have him on.
He was at the finale yesterday.
He was. They both, Rob and Josh, did a great job on the red carpet. The Periscope was a lot of fun to watch that after the episode.
We did, you know, have some comments about certain blazers. I'm just teasing.
Hey, listen, if he's going for that, you know, 70s Monday Night Football look, I think Rob did a really good job. All right, guys.
Just playing. We will be back in the off season, though. We're going to plan on watching Heroes versus Villains.
Yes, that's right. Yes, we're going to kind of look back on Heroes versus Villains, because Colleen and I had never seen that episode that season. It's considered to be one of the greatest seasons ever.
And we want to be known as respectable podcasters who know a little bit more than nothing.
Or slightly respectable. Slightly, we know we're never going to be totally respectable.
I'd rather not know anything. I've seen that, and I know who won, but that's about it.
But anywho, so that should be a lot of fun as well in the Survivor off season. All right, guys, until next time, hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.